Hello, hello, and welcome. Hello, and welcome. Hello, and welcome to the Drink Tank Review of Books. A most dramatic presentation. Oh yeah. Today I'm talking about what I consider to be the greatest anthology of 2010. Brighton Shock. Edited by Stephen Jones. Brighton Shock was produced for the World Horror Convention in Brighton, England, hence the name. And my dear God, is it awesome. Just listen to that. Those are pages. There's a whole bunch of them. But those pages contain words. And those words are amazing. The guests at the convention were Tanith Lee, David Case, Les Edwards, Dave Carson, Hugh Lamb, Joe Fletcher, some dude named James Herbert, Ingrid Pitt, Brian Lumley, and of course, Dennis Etchison. I met Tanith, but I don't really know her well. But she was on our trivia team one time. What's amazing about this is the list of contents. Just listen to some of these things. Here's a foreword, Welcome to Brighton by Amanda Faubister. Introduction, Oh, I Do Like to Be Beside by Stephen Jones. Also, some wonderful stuff from Tanith Lee, Ramsey Campbell, David Case, Brian Lumley, Mike Ashley, The Lamb That Led the Way, one of my personal favorites in here. Things from James Herbert, Ingrid Pitt, Stephen King does an introduction to James Herbert. There's a reprint of a lovely H.P. Lovecraft piece. The Guide by Ramsey Campbell, a personal favorite. Some stuff about Joe Fletcher, John Burke. Joe Fletcher has a piece. Someone named Jumanji, Neil J. something. And, of course, probably back-to-back, two of my favorite things ever. William Hope Hodgson's The Storm and Home by the Sea by Pat Cadigan. That's really the first Cadigan that I personally have read and just blown away. And of course, Hodgson is a real big time fan of mine. What at the house? That one. It's 1800. Really, really good. And the illustrations in here, Dave Carson, Vincent Chong, Les Edwards, Bob Eggleton, Gary Gianni, some guy named John Picaccio. I love that guy. And of course, the majestic Gayan Wilson. This thing is just chock full of wonderful. And of course, at the back, a nice big section of the history of the World Horror Convention. Just amazing. I would say this is the best anthology of the year, and I've always argued that the Hugo needs a best anthology, that the best editor short form or best editor long form, I think it's a short form, would get it, just isn't suitable for having to celebrate the anthology. I always want to celebrate the work, and this is the type of thing that I'm talking about. This is the type of thing that deserves a Hugo of its own. Of course, it should be up for the World Fantasy Award, and if it doesn't win, I will be somewhat surprised, because I don't think there were a lot of other anthologies that felt nearly this strong. Of course, it'll be for probably a World Horror, go figure. But it's a hardback, it's incredible, and I highly recommend seeking it out. And I want to thank Mr. James Bacon for making sure I got one. So, all in all, Brighton Shock was a great way to spend some time on trains and over Christmas, so highly recommended. So I'm Chris Garcia, and this has been the Drink Tank Review of Books podcast. Kisses.